It's recording the show.
Talk right on. This nonsense. Hey, let's get this shit done. I need to get home. I'm sleepy. Yeah.
I got
Monday. I feel you, dude.
I got shit to do, man. I can't be sitting here horsing around with you all day. Come on now. Anyway, folks, welcome to it. The Plan B Show, Plan B After Show podcast. I don't even know what we're doing. We're doing video now because for some reason people need to see our beautiful faces. Yeah. So this is what you're getting now. You got a nice light. You got good lighting. I don't feel like my lighting is all that good.
The lights, you know, Matt has one, the country guy across the way, across studio. And I got one of these for some reason so you can see all my blemishes. And
your blemishes. You look glorious. I look pasty as shit, man. I look terrible.
We were out yesterday golfing a little bit, and dude, I'm telling you, I got a sunburn. I was sweating. I got a sunburn. It was hot.
Well, that's not that hard for you right now because you've been down in that basement for a year and a half now. So you're basically translucent at this point. Like, see everything. See right through you. It's terrible, man. It's terrible. Anyway, let's do fact and opinion here. That's what we like to do on the Plan B After Show podcast. One fact, one opinion. The fact is usually cool.
What? Wearing my bobble hat.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. You've had that one for years, right? You've had it for years. It's not a new one.
right.
Yeah, you're rocking that. So, fact and opinion, awesome fact, dumb opinion. Your fact for today is that, believe it or not, Marilyn Monroe had an IQ of 163. All right. You know that. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Say it one more time.
She had an IQ of 163. Albert Einstein, mind you, only had an IQ of 160. So Marilyn Monroe.
What? Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's according to a fact. I mean, who knows? Someone could be pulling my leg on this. I don't know why they'd make that up and put that out there.
You're going to sit here and tell me that Marilyn Monroe. And you know, hey, I'm not saying anything because she's a beautiful woman and wore the dress and danced in front of the president.
Yeah.
You're telling me Marilyn Monroe. Mm-hmm. Smarter than Albert Einstein
on paper. Yes. Now I don't know if how that works, because IQ is not something you can raise, is it? Like, you just kind of, maybe that's a dumb question, maybe this shows how low my IQ is, but
right. So we haven't taken an IQ test. We've actually discussed doing one for the show,
but yeah,
I would assume it's just it's testing a bunch of different types of knowledge, right? It's just not one specific. You gotta
it's a bunch of stuff,
right?
Here, let me see if I can find, by the way, if you guys think we prep anything, we don't prep a fucking thing. That's why I'm looking this up right now.
Just to be on video.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on. Quick IQ test. Quick IQ test.
I'd almost be nervous to take an IQ test, to be honest.
I already
get it back and it's like 31 or something. Like, oh my God.
Like, I know I'm an idiot. I don't need a test to prove it.
Every day, trust me.
Take an instant IQ test right here. I'm gonna end up like quick IQ test. Good question.
There's no such thing as an instant IQ test.
I mean, okay, close.
Don't do it.
I don't know. We'll have to look into this. But did you do like SATs or anything like that? Any of the standardized tests you did that?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Too bad in the SAT, honestly. I mean, I don't think I smash it out of the park, but I think I remember getting it back thinking, oh, I did like a lot better than I thought I was going to do.
Middle of the pack, maybe. Like, you didn't break any records, but you didn't come back.
A B student.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually did better in college than I did in high school. One, because, I mean, I'd say I was more focused, but it's because I was focused on my career path. High school, dude, it's so hard to stay focused, man. The fact that I graduated is beyond me, you know?
Hey, you're going through puberty, man. You're just starting to discover things about your body.
You know, yeah. Becky's wearing an off-the-shoulder crop top. And I mean, you're not going to focus on math when that happens, man. Come on now, you know?
You got different rules now. You got to have like three accounts, spaghetti straps, no more two
tops.
We would have gotten better grades, Brock, now.
Today, I'd probably, if I knew now, or if I knew back then what I know now, I probably would have done better. But Jesus Christ, man. So, I don't know. Like, I think I'm... Is there like a street smarts IQ? Is there a difference? Is there like an IQ for like common sense knowledge? Because I feel like I do pretty well on that.
always used to say that growing up too. Like, you know, book smart, okay, all right, a little bit, but I'm really street smart. Like, what does that even mean? Like, you weren't even on the streets, Hunter. Like, in Stevensville?
The mean streets of Stevensville, Michigan. Yeah. You know, you grew up the streets of Hard Knocks. That's what you went to the school of Hard Knocks in Stevensville, Michigan. Yeah. Real tough shit. No, I don't know. Like, it's weird, but I'm interested. I'm interested to see what my IQ would be. You know, I don't think it's that bad. All joking aside, I think it'd probably be okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, depends, man. If they start getting into like algebra, shit.
You know, no one should. That shouldn't be part of like your IQ, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's horse shit. Like, whenever I look at standard, it all depends. Like, if I was an engineer, then yeah, I should probably know how to find the value of X. But I'm not an engineer, so you can't say though that I'm stupid, because you could put some engineers here in. Look at me trying to justify my fucking dumb career. Like, oh yeah, well, it's not
that. Are they even smart? What the hell?
It's not that easy just talking on the radio. It's harder than you think. No, it's not. It's very easy, but I don't know. So, but it's crazy to think, because there are some people out there that you see and you're like, what? Like, do you got any smart friends? You got any friends that got high IQs other than me?
This buddy, oh my God, I thank you, Emerson. He got me through some schooling, that's for sure. He had a photographic memory.
Oh, but shit.
I was like, heard it. And I was like, all right, yeah. Well, you take pictures with your mind and you can, dude. This dude, we'd like test him. Like, he legit could like look at something and remember everything about it in detail, recreate it, redraw it, talk about it a month later.
That's crazy.
Incredible. He was a smart dude, but that was like probably the closest thing to like we got to. It was like, yeah, damn, dude.
That's like one of those things you can train your body to do. You can't like... I'm sure there's different levels. There's some people that have a natural one, but that's one thing like you can kind of train, you can practice. I was reading up. I gave up after like 5 minutes of reading this article. I'm like, there's no way I can fucking do this. Like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen at all. But yeah, I don't know. It's weird IQ. And you brought up actually a good point, because you and I were kind of BSing about this too. Like, it's probably got to change. The standardized testing now compared to when Marilyn Monroe and even Albert Einstein did it, or maybe not. Maybe it's still kind of the same core values.
It has to evolve, like, because that's what I imagine the IQ test is. It's not specific. It's basic knowledge. It's you know, the broadness of it, and that changes over time. It does. Things change. Things evolve. That test has got to be a little bit different now than when Marilyn took it back in the day. Not saying that she's a dummy.
Yeah, but you heard it here, folks. Hunter called Marilyn Monroe a dumb bitch. It's terrible.
Good Lord. You know,
it's true though. It's different time.
Close my mind, man.
Yeah. Well, and think about, because you and I have joked about this, because we've talked, I've given you a hard time, because, you know, it's easy for us here in the day and age we live in with, you know, the world's knowledge in our phones. You know, it's unbelievable. But does that mean we're smarter, or do we just know more? Because I think there's a difference. I think you can know more and not be smarter than someone, because, you know, you send us back to the late 1800s. I'm not guaranteeing that I'm surviving just because of the day I live in now. It might be harder. You know?
I might take it a step further. I might say these are making us dumber, because we don't have to. Like, you think being smart is, well, you didn't know that. You looked it up. Now you know it. Mm-hmm. Like, back in the day, dude, you had to study. You had to. It was just different. You're right. There is a weird line there. Is, are we smarter by having these? Or are we getting more lazy? And I will see. I wouldn't say dumber, because the knowledge is there.
I don't know if we retain stuff as much, because there's so much coming in. So maybe we don't retain it, like, as opposed to going to the library, going through the Dewey Decimal System. All right. Finding the book, going and getting the book, reading that book, writing stuff down in your notes. And then, you know, there's different steps in how you retain the information. I mean, I'm sure there's so much that, well, hell, that happens to us all the time. We're like, oh, I remember reading this thing, and I, you know, like, it's there, but it's not there. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Like, for me, like school, like stuff that wasn't directly entertaining to me, or stuff that I didn't really have interest in, I never really retained it. And you know what's crazy about the phones? That you can make your phone specific to, it just gives you the information that you want, your interest. So I think you retain the stuff that you are interested in more now.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, being forced to learn something back in the day that, like, I couldn't anything about, you know, the history book in ninth grade that I had to learn for a report, you know. But, you know, like some stupid shit on Reddit, you know, that I saw 6 years ago and somebody brings it up in conversation, I can tell you everything about it. You know,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just it retained how it, you know.
Yeah.
Man, well, I just,
whoa, man. So look, man, your brain works this way. No, it's weird, man. I'll never say I'm some super smart guy, but we guess we just got to. So we'll take a test and we'll see who's smarter. My money's on me, but I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean that in a bad way at all.
Never
at all.
Take that test. I don't know if I want to know the results.
Can we start with a third?
My wife might leave me, man.
Yeah. Like, really? I mean, I knew it was low, but I didn't think it was going to be that low. All right, I'm out of here.
Think about this.
What?
She's listening. I got to be quiet. So, or you get a really low score, and then you could just kind of lean on it the rest of your life. Like, well, I'm a dummy. What do you expect?
What do you expect? Come on.
You know that I'm the most intelligent guy. So
it's kind of like, it's like screwing up chores at home on purpose so you don't have to do them again. That I like that. I think it's a great idea. It's a great idea. Like, what do you want from me? I'm an idiot.
It's like the first time I did dishes, I left one dirty, and I never have to do the dishes again because she's like, yep. No, you just don't do it right.
Now we just do that in life. It'd be great. I mean, I don't know if we need a test to prove that to people. I think people just look and say, like, yeah, we're not gonna rely on these two jokesters, these two clowns. But all right, well, there you go. I think we've established that we are not smart, and Marilyn Monroe and Albert Einstein are, and we'll just leave it at that. So, all right, folks, well, thank you so much for hanging out. That is going to do it for the Plan B After Show video podcast. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, it don't matter because we got it all over the place. And we'll see you next time for more facts and opinions right here with WIRX.